Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Indeed, it is time for sport. Here's Darren Farrell.
And what a morning of sport, Mary. Last night in the Premier League, I think it was one of the best that I've seen in a long, long time in terms of just pure action. The goals tally alone, 21 goals across three games, will give you a little bit of insight into how good it was. And crucially for the teams at the bottom, big wins for Everton and Nottingham Forest. Everton 5-1 winners against Brighton, while Forest beat Southampton 4-3. Those results, coupled with a 5-3 loss for Leicester City at Fulham, means Leicester slip into the relegation zone. So Southampton bottom on 24 points. They look in deep trouble at this stage. Leeds second last on 30. Same points as Leicester, who have a better goal difference. And then it's Everton, who are 2 points better off. They're on 32 points. And then Forest on 33. There's three games to go. And I'm not going to make any bold predictions, but Leeds and Everton have a run in from hell. They're just playing a lot of big games. So there's still a lot can happen in three games, as we know. But just to put that Everton result into perspective, dreadful in front of goal this season, just 27 league goals all season. One of the worst across all the leagues in England. Last night they hit five, which was sensational for them and hugely pleasing for their manager, Sean Dyche.
We've got to keep going, though. We've got to keep doing it. You know, nothing's done. I just reminded the players there. They're delighted, obviously. So nothing's done yet, lads. You know, that's just another... It's a good step, but it's just another step. And I said that when I got it. I said that we beat Arsenal. I said, look, it's one step.
Yeah, one day at a time. I think it's probably a wise approach. The first of the Champions League semi-finals is on tonight. And what a game this promises to be. It's Real Madrid against Manchester City live on RTE. It's a huge game for both clubs. We'll be looking into it with our match commentator Darren Maloney a little bit later on as well. Big blow for Munster ahead of their URC semi-finals this weekend against Leinster. Conor Murray, Malachi Fekitoa, Orjee Snyman and Calvin Nash, they're all out of the game. They suffered head injuries in that win over Glasgow last weekend. Clare have booked a place in the Munster under 20 hurling final. 3-17-17 point win against Tipperary last night. They'll meet Cork in the final next week. Clare always looked in control last night. A couple of late goals from Keith Smith just got the distance between the sides at the final whistle. The sides had drawn in the round robin game, so this was always going to be close, but Clare much the better team, I think, last night on the basis of the whole game. Clare manager Terence Fahey spoke to TG Cahir afterwards and he said he was delighted to see how his side bounced back from losing to Cork.
The two teams played again tomorrow, that there wouldn't be that gap in it. We got the breaks, you know, and we worked very hard to get the breaks, and in fairness, our forwards, it clicked in the end. We were quite wasteful in the game, but they stayed true to what they were doing, and they kept backing themselves, and the wheel turned, and I suppose we got it up on the scoreboard there at the end. There was a massive desire after the last night, you know, that we'd gone through the round robin and performed very well, but we lost the last match, and you know, I suppose you learn a lot from losing always in sport. And you know, we would back these fellas. We'd be this tremendous character, and there's tremendous attitude in them, and I suppose the question was tonight, could they bounce back from a loss? And you could see it in their hunger. You could see that they reeled. There was nothing between the teams. That's a very, very false. There was a point there with 5 minutes to go between the teams, and both sides were wasteful, and I suppose we got the breaks at the end, and you won't go anywhere in hurling without getting a few breaks.
Yeah, you need those breaks at all sports. Finally, Ireland meet Bangladesh in the first of a three-match one-day international series in the Super League. Important meeting because there's World Cup qualifying points on the line here. The match takes place in Essex. It gets underway at 10:45.